In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a Greek expression I think that many of us are familiar with. And there's a couple of different versions on it, I guess, depending on how cautious you are. But here's maybe the most cautious version, which is dekametra ke ena kopse. Means measure 10 times and cut once. That's good advice if we're getting ready to make some decisions. And people in the world depend on us not doing that. They rely on our impetuousness and not thinking about what we're going to do. Think about the next time you go to a store like Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm not picking on them, but you'll check out, and there's all these little flashlights. It's like, why? Because they know I need one of those flashlights. It's an impulse buy. Or when you go to the grocery store, when you check out, there's always candy right there. Or if you're going to be checking out with children, the candy's always at their eye level. For those of us who are adults and we want to be healthy, there's always nuts, it seems like, at the self-checkout aisle for the impulse buy. Of course, the nuts are next to the soft drinks, so I guess the soft drinks cancel out the nuts. But they want us to be emotional, our sales. Car dealers, no offense if they're, I don't think we have any car dealers in the parish, but car dealers depend on our emotional state. The salespeople say that all sales are ultimately emotional in some way or another, but think about the last time you bought that car and you drove off the lot. It's just, there was something in your heart that was stirring. It was so exciting. And believe me, as the salesperson walked back into his manager's office, there was something in their heart that was stirring too. And in fact, rushing can have disastrous consequences. If you lived in some place other than San Francisco, I love San Francisco, but if you lived in some place other than San Francisco where you could swim in the ocean without a wetsuit, you might be walking down the beach and find somebody on his back, seemingly unresponsive. And before you start compressing his chest, you might want to decide if that person's just taking a really good snooze. Wake him up, and if he is, tell him to get under an umbrella before he gets burned. If you're flying a two-plane or two-engine airplane, if you're flying a two-engine airplane, and you get a fire warning light on engine number one, first of all, you better make sure that engine is really on fire, and then when you go to shut down engine number one, you better make sure you're not shutting down engine number two by mistake, because then you'll be in real trouble with one engine on fire and another one not running. And finally, just to drive this point home a bit more, if you've ever been in a house fire or an apartment fire, and at least two of us sitting here today have been, it's really true that when you're trying to exit and go out into a burning hall to touch the doorknob before you jump out into a bunch of flames, because that could be a very serious mistake. Now, I offer this long introduction about being cautious and avoiding impetuous behavior because this morning, I would like all of us please to remember that when it comes to us and us following Jesus Christ, we need to throw our measured responses, our checking, our verifying, we need to throw that all out the window. Think about the New Testament. The New Testament is not filled with a whole lot of measured responses. The call of the apostles. Jesus says, follow me. They don't say, oh, I'll think about it. I need to check back home. Yes, they follow Jesus. Peter is a perfect example. This morning in the gospel reading that we read for Orthros, there is the resurrectional appearance where Peter and the apostles are fishing. And once he realizes who it is, he goes, it's the Lord. He just jumps into the water while everybody else is in the boat. That's Peter. And of course, he does that lots of other times in his life. He's rather the impetuous, emotional person, which is why he's remembered with so much love by Christians everywhere. There's even an example of someone who can't follow his heart. When the rich man goes to put Jesus to the test, Jesus says, look, you know the law. Sell your stuff and follow me. Jesus knew what he had to do, what this man had to do to be saved. And if the guy would have trusted his heart, would have gone with his gut, he would have said, yeah, you're right, I'm following you right now. But he didn't. He was cautious and measured. And we remember him as an example of what not to do when confronted with Jesus Christ. And then there is Zacchaeus. Now, you know, I'm very fond of Zacchaeus because I was ordained a bishop January 22nd of 1988, which was the Sunday of Zacchaeus, and then a priest January 21st of 1989, which was the Saturday, the day before Zacchaeus. And yeah, God has a sense of humor, yes. What does Zacchaeus do when he knows that Jesus is coming? That's exactly what he does. He climbs a tree. Imagine, you're an adult. He was old enough to be a tax collector. You're an adult climbing a tree. Go out and do it right now. I dare you. Not many of us could. Those of us that would wish we hadn't done it. Climbs a tree. And then Jesus sees him. He goes, hey, come on down. Make haste. And Zacchaeus receives Jesus into his house. And then Zacchaeus, without thinking about it, goes, you know what, I'm giving half my goods to the poor. If I've defrauded anybody of anything, I'll repay it fourfold. Climbs a tree, receives Jesus into his house without thinking twice, makes amends. Now, what was the motivation of Zacchaeus in this, what we would call very impulsive, impetuous behavior? What was his motivation? We really don't know. Did Zacchaeus, having gone through his life as a tax collector, did he realize that he was living a rather sinful life of intimidation and manipulation and even cheating sometimes, and he needed to repent for that sinfulness? It says that Zacchaeus was a son of Israel. Did he finally realize that even though he was a Jew, that he wasn't really a serious Jew, that he wasn't practicing his faith and he needed to do something about it? Maybe he was just curious. He was a tax collector. He got around. He'd probably heard talk of Jesus. And he wanted to see for himself. We don't know what his motivation was. But we know what he did. He didn't think it over. Didn't weigh the pros and cons. And he knew how to do that. He was a tax collector. He knew numbers. He even knew how to manipulate numbers. He knew all about calculations and rationalizing. Instead, he just does what Jesus ultimately tells him to do, which is make haste. Make haste. Now, we can apply these actions of Zacchaeus to our own lives, and we can say that all of us have to climb the tree and at least metaphorically do so, and you might tear your clothes, you might get a little bit sweaty, but it's worth it. We said last week in the sermon that sometimes changing as a Christian is rather messy. You can mess up your clothes climbing the tree. And yes, as practicing Christians, we would say we should invite Jesus into our heart, into our life, just as Zacchaeus receives Jesus into his home. And then just as Zacchaeus repents and makes amends, we too are called to do those very same things. And as we sit here this morning, you might be saying, well, that's great. Thank you, Father Harris, for going over that, because I do all those things. So I'm glad. But here's some things to think about. And I say them as means of self-evaluation. That means the listener evaluating himself or herself, not us evaluating one another, God forbid. But ask ourselves this question. Did I wake up this morning saying, today is Sunday? I can't wait to go to liturgy, which means work of the people. I can't wait to receive the Lord, literally, by receiving his precious body and blood. I'm going to get there. I'm going to arrive on time. In fact, I'm going to even arrive early so that I can hear some of Orthodox, so that I can pray a little bit more, so that I can spend some time getting settled in before this work begins. And at the end of this work, do I feel a little bit tuckered out, just like anybody who climbs a tree? Well, you know, climbing a tree is way more dangerous than coming to church with fervor in our hearts and with enthusiasm and with dedication and commitment, not just every once in a while, but every time we come. Here's another question to ask ourselves. Am I receiving Jesus into my home? Last night before I went to bed, did I pray? And if I did pray, was it rushed? Was it an afterthought? Was it heartfelt? Do I even pray in the evening or in the morning or any time during the day? Do I invite Jesus into my home, receive him into my home? And then one more question for us to consider. Have I ever really made a heartfelt confession? That's an especially important question for those of us who have lived long enough to realize that we're going to die one day. Or do I suppress my pain and my memories with procrastination? I'll do it tomorrow. With denial, or even worse, suppressing the pain inside of us with artificial means that never works very well. Well, the question is, will we make haste and do something about this right now? Will we take this impulsive fellow, Zacchaeus, and use him as our example? And will we worship with enthusiasm from this day forward to do the work of the people? Will we feel a little bit tired every time we finish a service? Will we sing on Sundays with the choir as we have spent so much time preparing people to do? When it comes to prayer, will we pray as we should and do it with attention to our heart? And yes, the question is before us, will we make amends? Will we confess? I would ask this morning that please, when it comes to our faith, might we all once and for all put away any usually appropriate tendency toward caution and measured responses and instead act. Don't measure 10 times and cut once. Make haste. Again, we don't know what motivated Zacchaeus, but we do know what motivates us, each and every one of us, as we sit here today. As we sit here today, are we finally coming to terms with our sinfulness and our need for healing, with our need for Jesus Christ? Then be bold. Make haste. Climb the tree. Receive Jesus into your home and make amends. Maybe as we sit here today, we have been raised in the faith, raised as Orthodox Christians, maybe raised in another Christian tradition and become Orthodox. But you know, maybe we really haven't gone all the way there with regard to completely internalizing our faith. Even worse, maybe there was a time when we felt very close to God, but now feel estranged. Follow your heart. Be impetuous. Act now. Make haste. Climb the tree. Receive Jesus into your home. Make amends. Maybe we've heard sermons and biblical accounts and lives of saints and personal testimonies about people who have encountered Christ, whose lives have been changed by Christ, and yet we still sit here and kind of silently scratch our heads saying, what's the fuss all about when it comes to Jesus? Stop being measured. Act with abandon. Make haste. Climb the tree. Receive Jesus into your home and make amends. Now, if this afternoon, I think the weather is going to be fairly decent for San Francisco. At least it seems like, is it raining? I don't know. If it's not raining, you might want to go out and maybe you decided to do some car shopping this afternoon. And please, if you do that, rest assured that the salesperson will try to get you to act impetuously. It's up to you whether you do or don't. I advise you not to. If you do go for a walk on the beach and find someone who is unconscious, please make sure that person is breathing before you break his ribs. And if, God forbid, at some time today or any time in the future, you're caught in a structure fire, please do feel the doorknob before you open that fireproof door. It's going to serve you well if you make that decision. But when it comes to our spiritual journey, put very specifically, when it comes to our salvation, please, please leave caution at the door. Zacchaeus is more than a narrative about a quirky, vertically challenged tax collector. It is the account of a man who learned the value of putting aside his calculations and his rationalizations in favor of taking action. It is a story about someone who decided to rush toward the Lord without letting anything stand in his way. His story should also be our story.